In northern latitudes, nature offers up a kind of laser light show. NPR's Susan Stone went on a hunt for the northern lights in Iceland and sent us this audio postcard.
The northern lights, or aurora borealis, are created when a solar wind of charged particles enters the Earth's magnetic field. Tonight's guide to this phenomenon is Magnus Gudmundsson, silver-haired and regal, at the helm of a red minivan.
The northern lights come in all shapes. Sometimes they're like a curtains all along the sky, and then the light runs along them, and it's like it looks like they're waving, and that's what you call that they're dancing.
He's spent more than 50 years watching the northern lights.
Sometimes we see them instantly. Sometimes it's like hunting, and we can spend up to 2-3 hours waiting, watching.
As we leave the Reykjavik city limits, Magnus cuts the headlights. It's pitch black. He peers through the windshield, up at the sky.
Isn't it kind of dangerous driving around without the headlights?
Not when you know the roads. There are no animals in Iceland, so you're not going to run into anything.
And probably no people either. There are only 290,000 Icelanders, and what looks like even fewer trees. I gaze out the window into the empty landscape.
Is that something?
Yeah. You have better eyes for northern lights than I do, don't you? No, these are clouds. These are clouds.
Suddenly, Magnus stops the car dead in the middle of the road, and we jump out.
You see them over there? Like, very high going up. And then there's a spot here. But in between, there are clouds.
There's a faint green, unearthly pulsing, like floodlights on the side of a building.
Look.
Wow.
It's on the scale 1 to 10. This is 1.5, 2.
We get back into the van and drive on and on. The weather is clear in the city, but clouds are hanging over the mountains. The northern lights are hiding from us. Magnus is about to give up, and then...
It is turning up to be something up there. So if I keep on talking, we'll see northern lights.
This time, when we get out of the van, it's like stepping into the center of the Milky Way. There are so many stars, it's overwhelming. Gossamer clouds streak down the side of the sky. And right in front of us is what looks like a green sun setting behind a cloud.
See, dancing for you.
I feel tiny and majestic all at the same time. And really, really cold. We hop back in the van.
Even though I've seen just better display in my life, this has turned out to be all right. Look at that one.
They're pretty amazing. But after more than 2 hours on Northern Light Safari, Magnus has another destination in mind.
Do you know where you go next? Straight home at Tibet.
Northern light season is now coming to a close, but Magnus will be back on the hunt in October. Susan Stone, NPR News.
To see the northern lights for yourself, go to npr.org.